everybody. Welcome to my very first podcast. We are going to be talking about three of the Harry Potter girls. Yes, Hermione, obviously, Ginny, and Luna. I'm going to start off with Hermione. So, if you haven't read the last books, then you should listen to this because it's a spoiler. So, X out of this right now if you haven't read those books. Okay. So, hopefully you guys have done that. I think it's hilarious how Ron and Hermione didn't get along, and they end up getting married and having kids. It's like, what? And it really sucks that Hermione got teased for being so smart and liking school and just wanting to succeed and do her best. Which, I am not crazy about school, but I feel like that if she wants to be and she wants to thrive and learn as much as she can so she can be successful, then that's okay. I know sometimes she could be like a little bit overbearing and being like, oh, come on, you haven't done your homework, but she helped out Harry and Ron a whole lot with their homework and things like that. So poor Hermione getting made fun of, but it's nice how they became friends and, you know, saved the whole entire wizarding world and possibly even the muggle community. Well, definitely, actually. And defeated he who must not be named, or you know who. You know, Voldemort. Oops, sorry. So, let's move on to Ginny Weasley. I feel like they underrated her. I feel like she's super strong young woman, but they make her seem like quiet, but she's and kind of don't focus a lot on her. But if they would, there should be a whole entire series just Ginny's life. I mean, she could have had way more boyfriends than this, the three that they name in the books. She had so many boyfriends, she was so popular. But they just didn't make that seem, they made her seem like a shy little redhead, the youngest of her whole family and the only girl, and her parents just loved her the most. So, I don't really know what else there is to talk about Ginny. I mean, underrated, quiet, but not quiet, powerful, marries freaking Harry Potter. I mean, I want to marry Harry Potter, wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah, I have a problem. I fall in love with fictional characters, even though they're not real. Alright, let's move on to Luna. I feel like it's so cool how she does herself. She does herself. You know, it's like you do you, girl. You know? She wears what she wants to wear, even if it looks a little bit silly. And she's like the weird girl, but like, that's cool. Don't you want to be... It's not like she's an odd one out. That's what it makes her seem like. But she's more of a girl that expresses her feelings and is true to herself. It's not that she's weird. It's just she's brave enough to, you know, be herself. Which is a very big commitment. Or not commitment. A very, like, very hard to be brave enough to be yourself in front of everyone. I know I have that kind of problem where you're like pretending to be all like this, but you're not. Anyway, yeah, so we got Hermione, smart. Ginny, powerful. Well, Hermione is also powerful. Luna, true to herself. I mean, that's like the best team ever. So, anyway, thanks for listening. And don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor, the best way to make a podcast. Download the app or go to Anchor FM today, and it's completely free, 100% free. I mean, and you can make money off of it if your podcast becomes super popular. So can you help me out with that? And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.